Jake Berkowitz here into Kel-Tag, and a lot of people have been commenting on your dogs and your run times and saying that you're looking pretty strong.
Yeah, the dogs are doing great, and you know, we're in good spirits, and the dogs are eating incredibly, which is the most important thing right now, and traveling really good, so we just got to keep maintaining them and not get too ahead of ourselves.
And how do you do that? I can't imagine what it's like to be in a long distance race and to know your dogs are doing really well. How do you keep your composure and make sure that you don't, you know, run your dogs too hard too early on?
Yeah, I came up with a schedule at the beginning of this racing season, and that's what I'm going to stick with. You know, if the time arises, maybe one run to change it up, you know, to go after the win, we'll do that. But right now, that's not our goal. So, I mean, our goal, of course, is to win, but our goal right now is to continue getting these dogs in fine form together.
Uh-huh, right. Last year you scratched an unalacleat, which was really difficult, had nothing to do with your team. Your team was in fine form in there. It's got to feel pretty good to be in the position that you are with this team and heading to the coast.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely nice. It feels like getting a little bit of vengeance for last year. And this was the run where I cut my hand, so we've had all year long to be thinking about what we do differently, and you know, mm-hmm. I'm in a much better position than I was last year.
And you were in a pretty good, darn good position last year already.
Yeah, but we were part of that second wave,
right.
Where this year we are the first wave, so.
And you said you had a long time then to think about what you can improve upon and do differently. And what were some of the things that you did think about and implement this year that you didn't do last?
You know, just our training and the way our feeding program. And I feel like our dog's feeding is better than it's ever been before. And they're eating and they're fatter. And then the Quest as well. Coming off of that with two really successful runs in the Quest. Yeah, it just seems like it's been a really, really good year.
Now, you mentioned a little bit before we got to the interview saying that it's a little bittersweet being where you are today because you had gotten to know Pete Kaiser really well and John Baker, and this has got you where you're kind of not traveling with them, and they're your buddies, and this is your one chance to talk with them. Talk about the friendships and the, I guess, traveling with people and how much that adds to the Iditarod experience.
Yeah, I think it adds, you know, everyone thinks we're all out here alone, and, you know, we are for a lot of time, and we're thinking about stuff, but, you know, there's definitely that camaraderie and friendship I've really enjoyed. Traveling with Mitch, we had a fun run over the hills into Shagluck together, and then Aaron and I have been traveling together the last two runs, so, you know, we're all in this sport because we love the dogs and we love the competition, so, you know, we all kind of have the same goals here.
You're pretty new to this. I mean, you know, in looking at, and I think a lot of people are wondering, how does someone learn so quickly and get your, you know, how have you gotten yourself in a position where you are today, where everyone's watching what Jake Berkowitz does in the 2013 Iditarod and wondering, you know, what it's going to look like at the finish line, and how have you come this far so fast?
I've had really, well, number one, I've had really incredible dogs. You know, I bought this kennel out from John Little, and along with these incredible dogs is all the incredible mentors and friends I've had. You know, simple friendships like, you know, Pete's or John's, or we don't look at each other as competition. I would be just as happy if those two were sitting here in my position as I am for myself right now. So we share, you know, all the knowledge that we've gleaned in an effort to be the best we can. But definitely that friendship and mentorship has helped me out a lot. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I'll probably touch base with you in Unalakleet.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Jake Berkowitz in Caltag and reporting in Caltag. I'm Laura Lyakinen.